This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Eyes on the Prize. Dear friends, good peripheral vision can be a blessing and a curse. You see, it makes us aware of our surroundings, and it alerts us to people in our lives, their strengths, their weaknesses, their achievements, and yes, their failings. When blessed by Christian charity, good peripheral vision can quickly zero in on those who need our help. When tainted by pride, well, peripheral vision identifies rivals and triggers jealousy and ill will. The choice is ours, resentment or kindness, self-centered or Christ-centered. The lesson of this week's gospel is to make the right choice, to see past the clutter, and to keep our eyes on the prize. You see, the first thing we learn from this gospel is that God keeps his promises. All the rewards of a life in Christ, well, they'll be ours. Don't be distracted by the apparent good fortune or failings of others. Don't fixate on their merits and shortcomings. That's a pretty straightforward message. But our egos resist and complain, "It's not fair, I'm better," or "I worked longer, I did more. God owes me more." You see, as a kid reading this gospel for the first time, that seemed like a very reasonable position. My galloping ego immediately identified with the good guys. You see, they worked longer. They should get more. It's only fair. I had to learn that salvation is not a merit badge. We don't earn it. It's a gift from God. Today, I thank God that he's not governed by my adolescent notions of fairness. We don't judge God. He judges us, and thankfully, he doesn't judge us by our self-centered standards of fairness, or no one would be saved. He sees us and knows us in intimate detail. He judges us with a forbearance and forgiveness bound by his infinite love. You see, Christ spreads a net that's so wide to gather each one of us in. But if you were the only one to be saved, or someone in some remote corner of creation were the only one to be saved, Christ would surely do it all again. Salvation, you see, is not a class action event. Jesus is our own personal Savior. Yes, he didn't come to save the early birds or the late arrivals. He comes for each of us, one by one. He knows and loves each one of us in our pride and foolishness, in our falls and resurrections. He doesn't weigh our worth against each other. So why should we? Spiritual snobbery is Satan's trap for the righteous. It tells us that we're better, that we've worked longer, we've served the Lord more faithfully. Our pride would have us believe that God has some nerve asking us to share heaven with drunks and dope addicts, all those deathbed converts from a life of sin, all those latecomers to the vineyard. We need to be reminded that God's grace is infinite. We don't generate it, we can't hoard it, and we certainly can't use it up. Salvation is not a zero-sum game. He doesn't take it from us to give it to others. We're not the arbiters of God's grace. Rather, we're the channels of his love. We're the instruments of his mercy. And the closer we follow Jesus, the more Christ-like we try to be, the more welcoming we become, rejoicing, not resenting the arrival of each new laborer in the vineyard. My friends, today the message of God's infinite love applies to recent converts, as well as to pillars of the church, to the faithful, and yes, to the fallen away. While the lesson is timeless, it had a very immediate impact when Matthew was compiling this gospel. You see, Jesus had made it clear that his new covenant was open to Jew and Gentile alike, but to many of Christ's earliest and most faithful followers, well, this just didn't seem fair. The chosen people had served the Lord from the time of Abraham. They had lived in strict conformity to the laws of God. Hadn't they earned more than these Johnny-come-lately Gentiles? And Jesus is telling them, and he's telling you and me, that earning, well, it has nothing to do with salvation. You see, no one buys their way into the kingdom of God. We come by invitation only, an invitation that's written in the blood of Christ. Today, I often find myself relating more to the latecomers than to the early risers. I'm so very grateful that the grace of God has found me, the mercy of God forgives me, and Christ, the very love of God, made flesh, binds us all together as one body. So early or late to the vineyard, I am, we are, so blessed to do God's work today. I rejoice in our worship, in our fellowship, in our outreach, in all the labors of love that we share. Each and every day I try to be aware, to be responsive, to be grateful for God's great gift of salvation. And I pray we stay focused and resist the petty, divisive instinct to judge our neighbors, to take their moral inventories, and to make self-serving comparisons. In the words of the old spiritual, keep your eyes on the prize, the ultimate prize, our eternal salvation, not earned by our labor, not won by our merit, but bought and paid for by the blood of Christ. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.